Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, Mike Conley is your starting point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, sir.
Big event this Friday, the Bash Before the Bowling Bash, and Mike Conley. You can join Mike for a night of fun benefiting Methodist Comprehensive Sickle Cell Center, dinner, drinks, etc. It'll be a good night. Tickets are $100. It'll be at Roadshow BMW 405 North Germantown Parkway. Mike joins us now. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, not much, man, not much. How y'all doing?
Everything well. Is good. How are you? Are you healthy?
I'm good. I'm doing well. I'm healthy, and I think my teammates will vouch for that as well. We've been having a good off season.
How tired of you of being asked, are you healthy and are you up to 100%, Mike?
Hey, I understand it. I am tired of it, but I understand it. So I'm just, my head's down and I'm locked in, ready to go.
Sounds good.
Training camps in a couple of weeks. Sounds like you'll be ready for that?
Yeah. Training camps in a couple of weeks. And shoot, the way we're feeling, we're running around every day in the arena right now, working very hard. We feel like we're putting ourselves through a training camp right now. So we're going to be in shape and ready to go.
Very good to hear. I did want to get your thoughts really quickly before we get into anything else. I don't know how – are you a 2K guy? Like, do you play 2K at all?
I play, but I wouldn't say that I am that, knee-deep in it. But I play.
All right, so did you notice in the 2K19 trailer that the Memphis Grizzlies – were one of just two teams not featured in the trailer?
Disrespectful, Mike.
I did notice that, yes. And honestly, I don't know if I even expected them to show us. That's how I feel like we always get disrespected in a sense. Like I'm just expecting not to see a Grizzlies player, and lo and behold, there was nobody there. So it sucks, but hey, it is what it is, and we wouldn't be who we are in the grit and grind era and the guys that we've been over the years without that kind of motivation.
Yep.
As proud a competitor as you are, and certainly, you think back to the height of the grit and grind era, I mean, you guys competed harder than anybody else, and that's why you were able to do what you did. How difficult was last season knowing that, it was probably in the franchise's best interest at that point with you sort of on the mend to lose games? How hard was last year?
It definitely was the hardest year of my career, for sure. One, just, losing aside, just the not being able to be a part of it. Even if we were losing and I was a part of it, it would have been a different story, in my opinion. But not being able to help and be, basically helpless on the sideline, it was the toughest situation to be in. And, I know the guys that played for us last year and the guys who are still here this year, I know all the work that they did and everything that they had to go through. And, I felt like I was a big reason why, all that happened. And, going forward, just using last year as a learning experience and trying to get guys to understand that we're not that team. We're not, don't look at ourselves as that kind of a team. We are a good team, and we were that before we, went down with injuries and whatnot last season. So just trying to get everybody's mindset back on us being the playoff caliber team that we know we are.
Mike, I'm curious. We see all this player movement, guys changing teams, changing conferences. I'm just curious from a personal standpoint. You ever thought about, whether you'll be one of those guys that's with one team for your entire career? Are you I'm living in the day guy, I don't think about the future? Or have you sort of thought about that? And particularly with, guys, I mean, heck, LeBron's in the West now. Have you thought about that, right, of whether you'll be a Grizzly all your career?
It was the thought when I signed back here.
Yes, sir.
It was one of the main points was, I knew that signing 5 years meant, hey, that put me at 14 years with one organization. And mm-hmm. And that is something that I know a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. And as you said, there's people switching teams every year and switching conferences. And to say that I'm one of the few, I really can count on one hand maybe that how many guys have stuck with the same team.
Yep.
It means a lot. And, I consider myself I guess, one of the old school guys in that sense, and I loved it. Loved that part of it.
I know Memphians are certainly proud that it's been one team. What do you have a? Have you thought? I'm not trying to, Mike. I'm not asking you to retire tomorrow, but believe me, what I said. But have you thought about a number of seasons? So many players think, yeah, man, I want to get 20 in, right? I know that was important to Dirk. We've talked to Mike Miller, who played a long time. Have you thought about a number of years? Is there a number for you?
There isn't a number, really. It's I'm
good.
I feel good, and I'm just playing as long as I can, man. I want my kids to grow up and at least see me play and know what I'm doing. And they're all, you know, only got one that's two and one that's 4 months old, so that means a lot more years ahead. And hopefully, you know, they'll get to see that.
We are, of course, talking to Grizzlies starting point guard Mike Conley. Again, big event this Friday, the Bash Before the Bowling Bash out at Roadshow BMW. If people attend this event, Mike, what are they going to get? What are they going to get out of this event with you on Friday?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a little different than the Bowling Bash, obviously, but it's going to be, you know, an event that is you know, surrounded by music, entertainment, games. We'll have silent auction, food, drink, and more. A lot of players will be, you know, coming in, and coaches. We'll have some Grizzlies, you know, staff there. So please do come and hang out, you know, cause especially if you're not able to get to the bowling event on Saturday because it is sold out and you weren't able to get in. Just another opportunity for you not only to be around, you know, some players and have a good time, but also to raise money for a good cause.
Once upon a time, you were the number four overall pick for the Memphis Grizzlies. They added another number four overall pick this offseason in Jaren Jackson Jr. He lit up summer league, had like 50 points in the first game. What do you see in him, and what do you like?
Man, I love JJ. Man, he's come in every day early. He's a guy that's just willing to learn, listen. And he's really, I think he's finding his role, and he knows he doesn't need to come in and average 30 for us. He's a guy that is willing to do the dirty work, willing to guard every position, has the ability to guard every position, and surprisingly is really good offensively, even so, with a lot of room to improve. So we're very excited about him and his talent, and more so his personality and the energy he brings every night.
Were you hazed as a rookie?
I think we're at the tail end of the hazing thing.
Right.
We did have to, you know, we had to bring donuts every day. We had to get back then we had to get newspapers and stuff, and, you know, all that stuff that these guys wanted, coffee. And, I do have a story that, you know, Brian Cardinal, actually, he was one of my vets, sat by him on the plane, every plane ride. And he actually looked out for me one time, and I came to the arena, and I had left my keys in the car. And he says, "Hey, man, you might want to grab your keys and make sure you got them close to you and lock your car." And I was like, "Well, why?" You know, I'm thinking in my head, "Well, for what?" He's like, "I'm just telling you, you know, make sure you got your keys on you." So every day after that, I had my keys in my pocket, not knowing that they were planning on, you know, filling my car with popcorn, butter popcorn, and, you know, ruining my day. So I was definitely thankful for that. And got away with one.
So you don't think Jaren's going to be subjected to anything like that?
No, man. You know, today, you know, we're a little easy on him. We got to go easy, man. We got too sensitive around here, man. We got to be straight and narrow.
How would you grade the team's offseason moves, Mike? You've gone with a lot of high IQ veteran guys that you've brought in. How do you like it?
Well, I love them. I think that, you know, we came in with a clear direction on what we wanted to do and accomplish this summer.
Yep.
By picking up the guys that we did. Garrett Temple is a great two-way player, can play multiple positions. Kyle Anderson is an everything man, plays defense, and does everything offensively that you need. And, I mean, the draft picks, obviously, J.J., Javon Carter, mm-hmm. I think Chandler coming back. Omri, Caspi's another guy that knows how to play the game. And I mean, we've got just so many additions, so many guys, especially guys coming back healthy, that are going to make this team that much better. And it's going to be an exciting, fun year.
So, Mike, the story last offseason and last media day was your the fact that you and Kanye West are apparently best friends. You know, I need you to give an honest evaluation. What did you think of his new album? It wasn't very long. Was it quality, though, in your opinion?
I felt it was quality. I'm a biased opinion because, you know, I was there when it was being recorded, mm-hmm. and stuff. So it's a little bit different for me, my experience. But It was good quality. 7 songs. I would love more. I would love more songs, but the ones that he did drop in, and he was still actually kind of confused on which ones he wanted to drop at the time, because he had more, but he wanted to fit it in the 7. Still, you know, it still was a good album, and for me, I'm a Kanye fan, so you know, I still listened to it and enjoyed it.
When you see all of the offseason activity, and obviously you have to start with LeBron coming over to, you know, coming over to the West, and you've played in the West your entire career, you know how hard it's been. Do you just kind of like slap your forehead and say, "Damn, man! Like, can somebody go from the West to the East for once?" Like, is it frustrating for you that like every great player happens to play in the same conference that you're in?
Right. No, you know, after a while, you just get used to it. Like, you expect guys to jump over to this side, and it's almost like, what took LeBron so long? We were waiting, you know, it's going to happen at some point, but we all expected it, and it makes it fun, though. You know, I'd much rather be on this side and having to, you know, fight our way every night and figure it out that way than the other. So, you know, it'll be fun and competitive as always, and that much more gratifying when we do accomplish, you know, certain goals.
Mike, I'm always curious about the activities of wealthy people. When you pull up to the ATM and you're just going for that quick 20, right, because you're just going to the convenience store, do you print out the little ticket that's got your balance on it?
No, not unless I need to check it or something. Like, if I'm going real quick, I will not print it out.
You should just leave it one time. You know, some people leave their receipts there, right there, and you know, sometimes, you know, you wouldn't because you got all the money. Sometimes we pick them up and kind of see what the other guy. Dude, if you left it, you leave the entire city crying. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No. Like,
you just laugh, look at that receipt, and you just go, man, this is nice.
I don't think anybody would be crying over that because I actually don't put a lot of money in that.
Man, stop.
So, you know, I keep it very modest in that checking account.
There you go.
That's a way to go.
That is our starting point guard, Mike Conley. Man, appreciate the time.
Thank
as always.
Thank you for this, Mike.
Again, the event is this Friday, the Bash before the Bowling Bash. Join Mike Conley for a night of fun benefiting Methodist Comprehensive Sickle Cell Center. Mike, appreciate the time, man. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, he is Mike Conley. Always good to catch up with him. Training camp starts in a couple weeks, so right around the corner. Good to catch up.
Let's do it.
With
I'm ready.
Mike. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.